Now, back at GSDP, I couldn't have picked up the phone and called Japan. hang on a second. Let me see how we call Japan. Let's see. Can you still dial zero and get an operator? Maybe in this day and age you can't. You have to find out what long-distance service you have. I don't believe I have one with this phone. Look at that. Nothing's happening. Wow. Is zero dead as a possibility for getting a hold of an operator? Hang on a second. It's news to me if it is. Zero. Oh.
Welcome to Comcast. For service in English, press 1.
Para servicio en español, oprima el 2.
If your call is a 911 emergency, please press 0 now. If you are dialing from a rotary phone, please hang up and dial 866-616-5598. For quality and training purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. To charge this call to your calling card, please enter your calling card number now. To place a collect call, please press 1-1. To charge this call to another number, please press 1-2. To obtain a free rate quote or to place a person-to-person call, please press 0. For all other Comcast customer service inquiries, please hang up and dial 1-888-COMCAST. Your response was not valid.
Hello?
The number as dialed is not valid. Your call could not be completed. Thank you for choosing Comcast.
No! 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 All right. Well, we're not going to be calling the operator anymore. I thought that was a deal where they came on and said, Quest, can I help you? Or Comcast, can I help you? What happened to those days? Whose word are these, my friend? I thought they'd never end. See what happens here. Let's try this. Let's see. No. Okay. Stop it. Stop it. All right.
Welcome to Comcast Directory Assistance. Press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, and 3 for sports, weather, and more. City and state, please. When you're ready, simply say the name of the city and state you want me to search in. What listing? One moment, please. An operator will be right with you.
This is how you get the operator now. And they call this progress. Used to hit zero. Sarah would get on.
Hello?
Operator?
Yes, what's the name, please?
Well, that's the interesting thing. They keep pushing that whole city and street business. When did getting a hold of an operator involve 411 instead of good old-fashioned zero? Remember when a guy could do that? You just hit zero, now you got to go three digits. How is that progress? And then you still wait through a bunch of electronic stuff.
I do apologize for the wait, sir.
Well, here's a crazy thing that's going on in my world. I'm trying to call 911, trying to call 911. Every time I dial it, I get 411. What's that?
Yes, you're dialing 911 on what city and state, sir?
No, 911 is not what you dial to get a phone number. That's 411. 411 is what you call and you say city and state and then you get a number. 911 is what you call in an emergency. So I've been calling. I started calling 911 because I got a... Oh, there's something going on here that's just totally out of control. It started about an hour ago. Every time I call, I get 411, which is you guys.
Yes, sir. That is because there are different police stations. For example, you're in Boston, Massachusetts. There's a different. If you dial 911 there, it directly transfers to the police station there. So
here's the downside. Yeah, but here's the downside. Put yourself in my shoes. If I'm calling 911, you can pretty much figure there's a serious emergency going on. I don't call it to get time and temp. Well, after 2 hours, how serious do you think that emergency is anymore? You know, mom's not breathing now, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, and then it's stressful to be having someone say, city and state, please, and mom's looking at you with those eyes you first saw as an infant, you know, when you were nursing, pleading with you the way as a baby you pleaded with her to save your life when you needed milk, and you're saying, hang on, mom, wrong number again. So these people keep saying city and state, but they're not coming to help me. They want to give me a phone number. They want to tell me where I can reach something that I don't want to reach. I want emergency vehicle. Well, now I want a freaking hearse.
I do apologize for that, sir.
It's interesting, and that, you know, it's interesting because say I told you I called 411 and got the wrong number. You'd say I apologize for that in about the same way you just said it there. In this particular case, the apology has to do with the fact that my mom has rigor mortis setting in. And yet the tone sounded almost identical in the apology. Do you like Air Supply? I'm thinking of that now because my mom doesn't have any. I'm talking about the band Air Supply.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, they're a lousy band, but it's not your fault. I used to listen to them. What was a weird guy, a high-pitched singer, Air Supply? You know any of their songs?
Yes, sir, though.
What's a good one of theirs, Air Supply? They were a big band, was it in the 80s?
I think so, sir.
What was a, do you remember what your favorite song of theirs was? And I'm only doing this now because, you know, I need the comfort.
Yes, sir. Well, what I can do for you, sir, is transfer you to a supervisor for further assistance, sir.
You say transfer, I think Manhattan transfer. Suddenly you got me singing Boy from New York City. And all of a sudden I'm happy again. You know, Boy from New York City! You know, have you seen his dueling scar? You know, and brand new car, something like that. Hey, you got me feeling pretty good. You know, I don't know how long the grieving stretch is supposed to last, but I'm shaking it now. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.
All righty.